equipment like this in the home of the future, we may not have to go to work.
Now, from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
In the 21st century, it may be that no home will be complete without a computerized communications console.
It's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Boy, you're already reusing bags at the grocery store. Isn't it time you had your own personal straw in the wacky world we live in? We'll get to that here in just a second. Yesterday, the death toll from Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico went up, quite a bit, to a number that is roughly equivalent to the amount of people that were killed on 9/11. And to this point, I don't believe the president has said anything about it. And it's a day later. So why don't we just all remind ourselves again that the people of Puerto Rico are American citizens, and when 2,900 people die, that's a big issue. The allocation of services and support and money to Puerto Rico seems to have helped to get them back on their feet. But let's not pretend that they're not part of us. They're American citizens. And I personally think the President of the United States needs to stand up and discuss it, as opposed to what he thinks of Google and that the media is all fake. Not that that's not an important use of his time. I meant to bring this up when Greg Flamm was in here, and I frankly just forgot. But a pocket watch has surfaced from the Titanic. Now, in Dave, you can speak to this more than I can. In 1912, Did you have a pocket watch?
Yeah, but it was solar powered.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
Wow, you must have been hip.
Yeah, well, I tried.
Is that when
be.
He was at the opening of the Lincoln Park Zoo?
No, that was
1868.
Way after.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. A married couple named Sinai and Miriam Cantor boarded the RMS Titanic in Southampton on April 10th of 1912. The Russian immigrants planned to study dentistry and medicine in the Bronx. They were having their big, exciting move. 5 days later, Miriam was being ushered to a lifeboat, women and children first, prioritized in the ship's classes, as the boat sank in the ocean. She survived. Sinai's body was recovered later. Like all the casualties retrieved by ships, Sinai was taken in, and his personal effects were recorded, in addition to money, a passport, a notebook, a telescope, and a corkscrew. The corkscrew is kind of interesting, that you would have your own personal corkscrew, speaking of straws. And there was a pocket watch. Over 100 years later, the pocket watch has become part of a Titanic collector's assortment of watches from the doomed ship. How much for the Titanic pocket watch?
I would say $10,000. Low, right?
I want to say Greg Flamm's usual line, well, the story is better than the value.
What do you think?
Greg? Is it in the case? I'm kidding. I have no idea.
$57,500. Does it work? Spoken like the frugal mom you are.
You know, I could be wrong, but I think I heard at one point that stuff from the Titanic, that's one of the biggest scam collections. So there's more scams involving Titanic memorabilia than any other thing. I may have heard that wrong, but I think that may be a fact.
Yeah,
but
what's the proof? Is it engraved?
Yeah, because it's so hard to, you know, prove some of that stuff. So,
well, Leonardo DiCaprio was holding on to it when they found the body.
I just bought a laptop that was supposedly
on the Titanic.
Yeah, so
I don't know why that wouldn't have been true.
Right. He may
Kate
be right.
Winslet probably ripped it out of his hand.
Right, and said, "There's no room for you on the door
or your watch."
You know, feel at the end of the Titanic, Kate Winslet could have been in a boat, and she would have said, "Oh, sorry, sorry, Jack, love you always." $57,500 for the pocket watch from the Titanic. Pretty good. Pretty good. If, in fact, it's real.
Would have been a bargain at $10,000, like I
could. Yes, it would have. All right, so let me tell you about this straw story. Swizzle.
I think we should take a break and come back.
Yeah, I'm teasing it, like a professional broadcaster.
Okay.
Swizzle has solved the plastic straw problem. There are places that have absolutely made plastic straws illegal. What's Swizzle doing? Well, we'll come back and talk about it in just a second. It's my straw. It's my new straw. Don't touch it. Don't even look at it.
You just made my head hurt.
I got it. I'm popped in.
All right, let me hear it.
Now, from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
We're locked. Systems check out. Signal across the board. What's the frequency?
It's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
If you're wondering what Ryan Mundy was doing after he left the Steelers and the Bears, he's been busy in the streets. He's a straw magnet. He's become a straw magnet. M-A-G-N-A-T-E. Swizzle, the people of Swizzle are here. Lean into that microphone now and identify yourself.
Good morning, Philip Cosgrove. I'm the co-founder of Swizzle.
And how did you and Ryan get together?
Ryan and I actually met through a mutual friend a little over a year ago, and turns out we both hail from Western Pennsylvania and had a high school rivalry in sports. And so,
is that right?
Yeah, that is right. Phil's from Erie, and I'm from Pittsburgh. And
different conference.
Yeah, different conference, but our high schools had met in the state playoffs a few times, and his high school had some really talented players. My high school had some really talented players, but unfortunately, we came up on the short end of the stick.
You guys lost?
Phil and I, we turned out all right.
Yeah, it worked out okay for you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wasn't on the team. I was a freshman in high school at the time where we played against his high school. But
well, how old were you when you were playing football?
How old was I when I started playing football?
Yeah, yeah.
7. 1992.
Okay, so you're 7 years old, but you weren't on that team when you played.
No, I was not in high school when I was 7 years old.
No. Okay, Ryan. So you get together on this because we know that straws are a huge problem. How big a problem?
It's a massive problem. I think, you know, the statistic is there's over 8 million tons of single-use plastic waste that ends up in waterways every single year. And if we continue down this trajectory, by 2050, we're on track to have more plastic in the ocean than fish by volume.
500 million plastic straws thrown away every day?
Every day.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. And that stat seems crazy, but when you really think about this, right, every time you go and you get a refill of your water glass when you're out to eat, there's another straw in it. You see the bartender mixing a new cocktail. Mm. He's tasting that cocktail, throwing the straw away. So it's really not that hard to believe when you really step to
stop. Well, who's the straw leader on this show? I can think of three a day that I go through.
I never encounter a straw, rarely. So.
Well, I don't ask for them, but a lot of times they're foisted on you.
Super Joe, can you beat three a day? I got three a day. I'm the leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
John, can you beat three a day?
No way.
Steve Grzanich?
No, I don't use any straws, and I actually reuse my plastic stirrer for my coffee. I keep one and use. I've been using it since January.
You know, we can get you a new one.
No, I'll use this one. I'll save a life. Save a turtle.
Mary Vandeveld?
No, I don't drink fountain drinks much. So
yeah,
no.
See, I'm the only one. I'm holding up the end here. But there are people that will go through Starbucks, and they'll get iced coffee or whatever, and they'll drink several times a day. I could see how the number would be big, but that sounds amazing. 500 million a day.
It's incredible.
And they got to go somewhere.
Not recyclable. End up in landfills, or worse yet, out in the waterways.
So, Ryan, when he comes to you and says, I got an idea for a straw and I want to do this, did you go, don't call me anymore?
No, but it was almost to that tune. So, as Phil mentioned, we got connected through a mutual friend. And Phil, you know, through our conversations, he was a guy that I identified as highly intelligent, great character, and somebody that I wanted to work with in some form or fashion. So we would have like these meetings and say like, hey, what are you up to? This is what I'm up to.
Kicking ideas around?
Yeah, just kicking stuff around. And he actually brought this idea to me towards the end of last year, and you know, had some facts and saying that Seattle was going to enact legislation to ban single-use plastics.
Yep.
And during this time, I was all about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, so my mind was kind of in another place.
Right.
But the idea stuck with me. And I started to see more and more headlines throughout the news cycle, and eventually it got to a point where I was like, hey man, let's circle back around with this and do it.
How big a deal was it going through prototypes before you get, I mean, it sounds like a stupid question, but you do have to do prototypes to figure out what you have, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you know, to be honest, we'll always continue tinkering with the case, with the straw, etc. I think there's always ways for continual improvement. But yeah, you know, identified a manufacturing partner early on, received a number of samples, sort of have been wear testing them, if you will.
You said there was quite a conversation over, you have a straight option and then bent options.
Sure.
And like Steve said, he's a straight
guy. I'm more of a straight straw man.
Yeah,
I took a
no pun straw poll on my Instagram feed a few weeks ago, and to my
couldn't
surprise,
use the word suck in any way on that thing, right? And to your surprise, what?
No, but to my surprise, the numbers came in almost 2-1. People prefer bench straws over
straw. Is that right?
Straws. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a rebel. Obviously, you have to consider all of the ecological impacts of what you're doing. Otherwise, I mean, you know, you don't want to be the guy that is fighting against fur and then carry around your stuff in a leather case, right? So what sort of stuff did you have to tick off to make sure you were on the right side of the question here?
Yeah, absolutely. So as far as the Strock is concerned, it's made out of stainless steel. It's electroplated, so it's completely dishwasher safe, BPA free, and FDA approved. That's food grade stainless. And then, you know, in terms of the case, we want to absolutely be conscious about the materials we're using, right? We'd sort of be a little bit foolish to think that we could be an eco-friendly company, but then use, you know, leather case or something like that. So we're working with recycled PVC. We're using
a really
high-grade zipper that's watertight. And
I was in a band called High Grade Zipper. Remember that, John?
Oh, you were so good.
It's a good band name.
It's a good
band. You guys didn't
suck.
It's
a good band name.
I like it.
Price point?
Two straws, one cleaning brush inside of our sleek first-to-market carrying case, $19.99.
It's a cool gift.
Great gift.
Yep.
Do you ever think of having a straw, instead of having it that length, that you had a smaller case and it could retract, it could make it smaller and then extend it?
Like a telescoping straw?
Like a telescoping straw.
So there's actually a couple companies that have similar straws like that. One that telescopes, one that actually sort of bends and folds up. I think the inherent problem with those is they're a little bit more difficult to clean.
Right.
And you're no longer dishwasher safe at that
point. So this comes with what amounts to a pipe cleaner, right?
Absolutely,
visualization purposes.
Absolutely.
So it takes just a couple of seconds to clean it.
Very much so.
How long is the one going to last? Provided you take care of it.
If you take care of it, I mean, that's something that you'll have for years.
Yeah, for 1995.
How long have you had your knives and forks in your house?
I'm going to have to call you on that, man. No, but I get where you're
going. Good point, yeah.
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying.
Well, and it's like, I know my husband is at that age where he brings his reading glasses with us to every restaurant because he can't see any of the menus. So this is like...
I'm not sure you enjoying telling this story.
Wow.
This is a similar size case and straw that you could slip that in your jacket pocket, no problem.
Yeah, and the thing is,
not cumbersome.
This, you know, we're all working professionals now. We all carry bags, you're male or female. So it fits easily within in your work bag as well.
Yeah, and this is the thing. I fully believe you've got something very cool here, and I could see this as something that people go, what's that? The same way we looked at cell phones in 1990.
Sure.
And in short order, people are just going to pop out their straw.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Totally agree.
Did you guys think of going on Shark Tank with this? This just feels like...
It does feel like a Shark Tank story, doesn't it?
Well, if Shark Tank's listening, call us. Get in touch. You know, right now we're running a Kickstarter campaign to sort of market the product, and we really believe that there's an opportunity in this space to be the first recognizable brand name. So again, everybody knows that this is an issue. They want an alternative, but what's the brand that you turn to? And we really believe that Swizzle can become that brand.
The Kickstarter is where? Kickstarter.com/Swizzle?
Yeah, you can go to swizzle.com, which is spelled S-W-Z-L-E, and then there's a link directly to the Kickstarter campaign. It runs for another 3 weeks. We're already 50% of the way to our goal, but we've got a long way to get there, and we're excited about where we're headed.
And I'm committing to using one of the Swizzle straws. I guess I could try the bent. I just feel like the straight's my move. You know what I'm saying?
You know, we also have cocktail-sized straws as well.
Yeah, I don't drink
any more.
Philip looked at me when he said that, like,
but I do like
you
I,
have to
I,
chime
I,
in, right?
Yeah, that's you got to stir your. Like,
I saw
like
him
a
looking,
tequila.
I go, what?
Yeah,
it's a cool idea, Phil. It really is. Yeah, Ryan, and I think you're a good man to jump in on this now. So, again, available where? People want to buy them today. What do they do?
Go to swizzle.com, S-W-Z-L-E.com, and then there's a link directly to the Kickstarter campaign. You can support us.
I think I know what you are all getting for Christmas this year.
Very cool. Swizzles.
Yeah. It's right in the stocking.
Yeah. Thank you guys for coming in. I appreciate it. And we'll look for you on Kickstarter as well.
Thank you.
It's a cool idea. And by the way, it sounds like this again. That's a straw, believe it or not.